Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Steve Burness, president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau here in Chicago, has some warnings for us. And Steve, what is this about scammers targeting parents eligible for child tax credits?
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on today. Yeah, starting on July 15th, if you qualify for the payments through the American Rescue Plan, the IRS will be sending monthly payments, direct deposits, you know, to parents as well for the child tax credit. Unfortunately, the scammers know this, and they are taking advantage of the situation. So our scam tracker is picking up scammers who are trying to say they can help you receive the payment faster or more money, and to address any problems that you may have. So be careful of anybody being an imposter saying that they can help you get these payments earlier or quicker or more of it as well, because sometimes they're stealing information, Bob, that leads to identity theft, as you know.
Good to know. And this is timely. We're talking about vaccine lotteries, and there's a ripoff about that, too, going around, isn't there?
Exactly. Starting today in Illinois, that there's be picking four winners. Governor Pritzker will be picking four winners for the vaccine lottery today. One of them will be $1 million richer. But unfortunately, we've seen in other states across the country right away when this happens is that the scammers do come out of the woodwork and take advantage of the situation as well. So if anybody calls you up saying that they can help you enter this lottery or get you more information about it, that is not true. And it's a tip-off to rip-off. This is done by the state itself, and there's no other way. Nobody else is going to help you win it or give you better chances on that. And we're seeing a lot of problems, especially out south, in the southern states, rather, Louisiana and other states in Florida, where they held this lottery ready, and the con artist was out in droves. So we anticipate it happening here because it's starting here in Illinois today with the first of four winners, and I think it goes on for, I think, the next 7 weeks. So we want consumers to be forewarned that if anybody calls you up saying they can help you or they need information to enter this lottery, it is a scam.
A lot of people traveling again, and be warned, there are hotel scams, and I know you've got a list. Is it five that you're hearing about at the Better Business Bureau?
Yeah, we have five, but we went through our scam tracker and we're across the nation as well and looking at this. And the top five scams we're seeing with hotels, everybody's starting to travel again, is fake websites. So when making online hotel reservations, make sure you're dealing with a legitimate organization and the hotel itself. Scammers have, come up with fake lookalike web pages, so it's important to make sure that you go to the site directly. And we're also hearing reports, Bob, of fake food delivery, where they basically call you up and basically saying that they have information for this restaurant that doesn't exist. So you call up and they give you your credit card information and other information about yourself. And before you know it, they've stolen your identity or start charging your credit card. So be careful on fake food delivery in hotels. And always, Bob, as we hear this time and time again, fake front desk calls. Or somebody calls up impersonating the front desk saying, hey, your credit card, Bob, is not working and on file. We need another one, or something has been declined, or we need you to re-verify payment. The hotel doesn't do that directly. If they feel that it's a hotel, you can reach out to them directly, hang up and dial the hotel front desk itself. And one thing we're seeing, Bob, with identity theft is Wi-Fi connections, free Wi-Fi connections. A lot of consumers have come to us saying that they went on a website on a wireless internet from the hotel, thinking it was the hotel, and it actually was a scammer. So the way around that is making sure you talk to the hotel, which is their password and which is their wireless account for Wi-Fi connections, and only deal with that directly. The hotels only, and they'll give you a password, so make sure you deal with that directly, because the IRS could be a scammer who can watch what you're doing and take advantage of the situation. And last is the checkout scam. Make sure that you do get a receipt at the end of the checkout to make sure that everything, the charges are correct, and make sure you ask for a receipt. Because when you check out, you want to make sure everything's taken care of.
This business about a fake website, this is something that can really catch people easily. I know I've been trapped by this. You're Googling hotels or even airline tickets or rent a car, and a site comes up and with a phone number, and you think that's the company, and the way they answer the phone indicates it is, but then it isn't. So I guess you have to look for the word ad, or you just have to look for the web address. What's the best way to watch out for that, Steve?
Well, Bob, it is true. It happens in many industries itself, like you said. So the best thing to do is actually deal with the industry or the company itself directly. Don't click on links, because a lot of times consumers don't realize the top three or four listings are truly ads for, you know, some of them could be scammers as well. And they have really close sounding URL or name, and you think you're dealing with a hotel. It happens with rental cars as well. So make sure you deal directly with the, you know, place you want to deal with. Type in the search engine itself and go directly to them, as opposed to clicking on a link or an ad, because the ad could send you somewhere else. And like you said, Bob, it's really hard to tell the difference today. In the past, it used to be, you know, grammatical errors or misspellings or something like that to give the indication. But right now, the Better Business Bureau, you can't really tell the difference sometimes. You have to look really closely, and that's how people are being fooled each and every day, Bob.
Yeah, and sometimes it's not necessarily somebody doing something illegal. It's just another company trying to make some money off of you. So be careful out there. Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Thanks, as always, Steve.
My pleasure. Thank you, Bob.
Have a good day.